producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This part of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I got a box from them yesterday. I got some of the Scorpions. I got a paddle holster for my... I got an open mic on your end, Manny. I got a paddle holster for my Smith & Wesson M&P. And I got a sock, the SOC holster, for my Glock 34. Scorpion line is everything I thought it was going to be. I'm going to be getting some more of that stuff, stacking it up. That's going to be my belt stuff. I'm just going to go to the belt. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And they've got something new coming out that I've been made privy to, but I have not been given permission to put it out yet. So when that comes up, I will let you know. Unable to get Mr. Farner on the phone, we will just shove on, and we will circle back and I will get him on. I want to have him on because he's an icon to me. And he was doing the kind of stuff I do now. Like, he convinced Frank Zappa, when Frank Zappa became one of his producers, he convinced Frank Zappa to become a gun owner and a shooter. If you know anything about Frank Zappa, that was probably a pretty heavy lift. The UN Small Arms Trade Treaty. There's a few people out there thinking that this might give the president another excuse to bypass Congress again and attack the Second Amendment. Coming from the NRA, we are worried about an end run around Congress. Barack Obama, or a future anti-gun president, could use ATT and international norms compliance to rationalize enacting gun control politics through executive actions, especially in the important export realms. The U.S. delegation to the United Nations supports the treaty, but the Senate, soon to be controlled by the Republicans, is less than likely to ratify. But the current White House is publicly touting support for the treaty, and the NRA fears that support could eventually weave into the halls of Congress or result in yet another one of President Obama's executive orders. Even now, with an existing appropriations rider prohibiting action to implement the treaty unless it is approved by Congress, administration officials are publicly professing support for international efforts to bring the treaty into effect. And that's outrageous. Ms. Mortensen described the treaty as an attempt by other countries, including some despotic regimes, to try to infringe on our constitutional rights. And it is a very real threat. Under the terms of the treaty, participating nations are required to set up export and import controls for combat vehicles, aircraft, and small arms. The text of the treaty also requires that participating member states establish and maintain a national control system, including a national control list, in order to implement the provisions. And the NRA is not alone in this. I mean, you've got the Investors Business Daily. This is not something they normally do. They put out the opinion all treaties must be ratified by two-thirds of the Senate, and that's not about to happen in the case of the unratified arms trade treaty. Yet a president who pays no attention to Congress or the Constitution has, through Environmental Protection Agency regulations, sought to impose Kyoto and cap and trade through regulation and fiat. Now, there are a couple of things that could be done here. And Well, they need to be done. McConnell and Boehner need to have lunch with the president and explain to the president that this isn't going to fly. The president has been rebuked. His policies have been rebuked. He was exactly right when he said, my policies are on the ballot. And a lot of the senators on the Democratic side that voted with him 90-plus percent of the time went down in flames for the most part. A couple of people stayed up. Shaheen stayed up. All right, big deal. His agenda has been turned away. The American people have said, we don't like where this country is going. The arms trade treaty would lead to a national registry over things, over parts, over ammunition, over guns. It would, the national control list is the registry. It's the registry. We cannot ignore the fact that he may try to implement executive action over this. And if, you know, all of this could be solved by the fact that when he tries his amnesty and run, that they put him into impeachment, which is what needs to happen. Very curious about a couple of things, though. I'm very curious about a couple of, when Obama took office, for 2 years, he had control of everything. He had a Senate and he had a House where Pelosi and Reid were ready to rubber stamp anything he said. They didn't want to debate anything. If he wanted it, the only stuff they wanted to consider was stuff he wanted to do. He's always had an anti-gun agenda. Can we chalk this up to inexperience, or can we chalk this up to the fact that he just thought he was so charismatic that it didn't matter who the support structure, who was in the support structure? Because in just 2 years of Pelosi, Reid, and Obama, it became Boehner, Reid, and Obama. And now it's going to be Boehner, McConnell, and Obama. Reid is out. Much was made of this treaty when it was accepted by the UN. Some of the criticism was overblown, but such as the idea that the treaty called for gun confiscations from private citizens. That's not actually anywhere in the treaty, but registries are. Curtailing the ability of gun manufacturers in America to sell their products overseas is... We have allies that we actually supply with real, true military hardware. That's going to be prohibited. It's going to affect NATO. It's going to affect our defense. It's going to affect our defense here. They're going to try to have an impact on what's behind every blade of grass. And Obama, he's got plenty of gun control cheerleaders on the back burner right now, ready to cheerlead him and tell him to implement this, and he may do it, and he'll be looking to see how this whole amnesty thing goes over. If he doesn't get the absolute outrageous blowback, which he should completely expect, then he will be emboldened, just like the I-594 people are emboldened. As soon as they won I-594, Bloomberg rented a bunch of buses and bussed a bunch of people from Oregon and Washington State to Nevada, where they've got universal background checks on a ballot in some upcoming election. Next will be Texas. They've got Maine in their sights. They've got Arizona in their sights. They're willing to do it on a state-by-state basis, but if Obama would just simply implement the arms trade treaty, they could just give that stuff up and go have a pina colada. So, you can surely bet that is in the offing. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
hey, everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Coat, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, and affordable. I got a box from them yesterday. It's always like Christmas when I get a box from G-Coat. And some of the stuff I'm going to run. But, I mean, it's as far as carrying a gun or ammo, it's the only stuff I do run. So I've got, you know, they have a couple of ways to carry a gun. Like if you're wanting to train tactically, I recommend this, the SOC. This is a gun that is, this is a holster that's going to retain your gun to a very high degree, but with a push of a thumb, it becomes instantly available. If I'm carrying outside the waistband, I'm carrying a paddle OSH, like this one right here. Has a nice sweat guard on the back of it. It's a very nice holster. It is very tight to your body, and it rides just high enough to hide underneath a shirt. And then if I'm inside the waistband, I am carrying the NCOG, the Haley Strategic Partners collaboration from G-Code. It's got a nice fuzzy coating on the outside, so it's very comfortable. Once again, the sweat guard coming up high on the gun. No part of the gun touches you. It is a good system. And I think they're revising this particular one, but I can't tell you any more than that. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In Russia, this will be great to watch. Russia has decided to loosen gun law because of all the murders in Russia. The United States has a population twice as large, but a murder rate of nearly not quite half that of Russia. In Russia, there were 21,603 murders in 2009 compared to 13,600 in the U.S. So in Russia, fewer guns have equaled more murder in Russia, while more guns equaled fewer murders in the U.S. Under their new law, Russians can acquire a license to carry a firearm for self-defense. License has to be renewed every 5 years, and applicants must undergo background checks and take a safety course, sort of sounds like it is here. The law allows licensed Russians to carry a variety of different guns. Russian gun rights activist Maria Butina argued for expanded gun rights by saying a person may decide not to commit a crime if he thinks he may be shot or may encounter resistance. Sort of sounds familiar. She also touched how strict gun control has not prevented the Russian murder rate from rising far above the rate of more gun-friendly countries. If we take the number of homicides per 100,000 people in the population, according to our police statistics, it's 13 homicides in Russia per 100,000 and 5.2 in the U.S. In addition to concerns over the skyrocketing murder rate, it's also important to note that the Russian legislators are also grappling with ways to confront Russia's growing terror threat and the tensions that continue to exist between Russia and the Ukrainian population. A well-armed Russian citizenry may be preemptive in both of these matters. This will be interesting to watch to see just exactly what their murder rate becomes in, say, a year or two. Because that will be a really good object lesson. I've got the second guest coming up there, Manny, so I will get back with Mr. Farner. Tell him that we will reschedule him about as quick as we can. I got to have Mark Farner on the show. I got a special mashup just for him. One of the guys that I consider a mentor, and he gets in a lot of trouble for telling the truth, but if I had a mentor as a Second Amendment advocate, it would have to be Larry Pratt. And Alan Colmes invited him onto his show the other day. And he was asking him about some of his more incendiary comments, as he put it, including his assertion that elected officials should have a healthy fear of being shot, and his warnings that President Obama might start a race war. Now, anybody that thinks that those two things are not true, have another cup of coffee and wake up a little bit more. When Combs asked him about his comments on threatening elected officials, Pratt responded, "Sure, that's what the Second Amendment is all about. Otherwise, I'm not quite sure how we restrain them." Combs then asked Pratt about his conversations with extremist talk show host Stan Solomon, in which Pratt agreed with Solomon's predictions that President Obama would put together a racial force to go against an opposite race resistance, basically a black force to go against a white resistance, and instigate attacks on Christian heterosexual whites by black, Muslim, and or atheist black have-nots. Pratt told Combs that anybody who reads racial politics into these conversations is playing the race card because the term black force referred to the way ninjas dress. But, you know, the politicians, if they're not, politicians should have custodians, okay? And the custodians of politicians are their constituents. They're not each other. Because when they're left to their own devices, they begin to have delusions of grandeur. They begin to believe that they are ruling. They say things like, we're allowing you to keep this and we're allowing you to keep that, so get off of it. You know, things like that. And that's not the way it is, quite simply. You can ask, what's his name, John Morrison, Colorado. He said things like that. Now he's an accountant in Colorado. Or Angela Giron, who somehow or other, she didn't quite have the political acumen that Morse had, so she's just a whiner now. Or Evie Hudak, who told a rape survivor that statistically, if you'd had your gun, it would have been turned on you. Very condescending. Politicians should fear their constituents. Maybe not on a degree, maybe not to a degree to where they don't want to walk about us, but they need to understand that they represent us. They aren't anointed. They don't take a knee and get a knife, you know, a sword dropped on each corner and told, arise, cirrhosis of liver, sirloin of beef. They're not told that. They take an oath to defend the Constitution, not the Constitution as they think it should be, but the Constitution as it is written. There are ways to change the Constitution. They're called amendments. You can bring them up, and then they have to be ratified. And there's a process for that, but not by legislative fiat, no. Coming up next, Larry Lasky. He is the benefactor of the show, Frog Lube. We'll be right back.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Somewhere there's speaking. All right, welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. When I say to you that I am coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, I'm really talking about one person. Although, we did have to check with the Admiral before we went forward. Joining me now for the first time since he became the title sponsor of the show, because he stays on the road an awful lot, is the CEO and creative mind behind Frog Lube. We're joined now for the first time by Larry Lasky. Good morning, sir. That's not exactly how I expected that to go. Is he there?
Hello, okay. Hello.
Okay. You missed my really good introduction. Do I need to do that again?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Did you hear me introducing you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
Sounded really good.
Okay, all right. First off, let me first, from the bottom of my heart, Larry has been a sponsor of the show for about as long as the show has been in existence, and when I approached them to take a step up and assume a higher visibility position with the show, there was very little hesitation. So thank you very much for being the title sponsor of the show.
It's my pleasure, Bill, and we like your approach and your delivery, and we think you're a pretty good guy.
And Stacy likes me.
Yeah, that's the bottom line right there.
The Admiral. Frog Lube. Now, I've been using Frog Lube for a long time. What is Frog Lube? Now, first of all, as a gun lubricant, one of the biggest glaring things about Frog Lube is there's no oil in it.
Yep, that's a true statement.
All food-based, and I was going to say biodegradable, but I so much better like the way you explain it. Explain for everybody what Frog Lube is. It's not biodegradable. It is?
It's bio-based, Bill. When we start talking about Frog Lube, what we're talking about is a shift in the type of ingredients that people are putting inside their firearm. Typically, people use a petroleum-based product. A lot of the gun lubes and formulations and solvents and so forth that are out there in the market are derived from petroleum. And that's one of the, you know, linchpins behind what's made Frog Lube successful is we've eliminated the introduction of petroleum into the inside of a firearm. So bio-based simply means it's a natural substance. It's found a degree of stability in nature. And when you put it inside of a firearm, it's not going to change. When people use the term biodegradable, they're talking about something that's degrading. Degrading implies changing. And we were careful that we wanted to know what was changing and how rapidly. And, you know, we subjected our test platforms to all sorts of things like moisture and cold and firing and, you know, all kinds of things. And we've watched the changes that were going on. So with our product, we're about eliminating those changes so that we can develop consistency of performance. And well, I'm sure we'll talk about it in greater depth through the course of the show here.
Well, let's talk about, I mean, you prior to being the Frog Lube CEO, you commanded people in some very far-flung places throughout the United States where there was a lot of sand and a lot of hot, arid conditions, dusty. Some cases there was moisture in the air in a lot of cases, not necessarily in the sand, but everything. But from with your background, how much of your background, your military background, had to do with the formula you tried to create for Frog Lube and what you wanted it to do?
The community that I came from is the Naval Special Warfare community. I was a SEAL, and we found ourselves, you know, often, you know, combating the environment first before we could actually get after the enemy. And, you know, you start talking about your primary weapon, your secondary weapon, the exposures to sand, dust, cold, wet, rain, salt spray. You know, you're talking about a lot of, you know, mechanical challenges to a firearm. So I was aware of those things. I observed a lot of that. I did a lot of, you know, shooting and cleaning and, so I had a good understanding of what was necessary to keep firearms performing. So my frustration was that it seemed like whatever products that were out there we were using, you know, kind of did not fully clean the gun or fully evaporate or, you know, leave the gun back in a condition like it was new. So we were always fighting a declining performance of the gun, and the older the guns would get or the more we'd shoot them, the more time we'd have to spend maintaining them and cleaning them. It's just, you only have so much time, and the last place you want to be spending it is at a cleaning table. So that's really where it came from. The genesis or the intellectual property was simply taking a bio-based formula system of solvents and lubes and taking a look at the military tech manuals for operations and maintenance and seeing, you know, how they said to use it, putting the two things together, so formulas plus the instructions for use, and then taking it out in the range and testing and evaluating, looking for the empirical results of that activity to see if, you know, what we were making was making the gun perform better than it was prior to using Frylube. And if that result was in fact true, that we had stumbled onto something, and that's really how it happened.
Now, one of the things the first time I saw you do a video of it, one of the things that it struck me is that, and we're coming up on the break, so if I ask you a question and I have to stop you, we'll continue that on the other side, sir. The way, for your primary weapon and your secondary weapon, it is really advantageous to take the weapon and actually coat it from time to time entirely with frog lube, not just on the moving parts, because frog lube is actually creating a protective barrier. It actually works its way into the metal, doesn't it?
Yeah, think about, you know, the proliferation of coatings that have occurred in the recent past. You know, your Robar, your MP3, your Cerakote, Duracoat. There's a lot of stuff out there on the market now that people are toying around with. Think of frog lube as just another coating. It just happens to be a bio-based, locally applied coating that's a consumable. And as it soaks into the metal, it provides a protective coating from moisture, corrosion, and it's non-flammable. So it brings a lot of nice characteristics to, you know, the coating. Is it durable? Yeah. But it has to be reapplied. So instead of using gun lube, you're applying frog lube. It's giving you lubrication along with a protective coating. And it's essentially a lubricant and a preservative.
It didn't. I mean, they've got pictures on the Frog Lube website of a gun immersed in a bowl of water because it just offers that kind of protection against that kind of stuff. Coming up on the break, you hold on for me, please. We're going to talk some more about Frog Lube, about Larry Lasky, and about how it came about and what it will do for you. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, welcome back. Final time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from Frog Lube, the CEO of Frog Lube, the benefactor of the show. This show is presented by him. He just lets me run the mic. Joined again by Larry Lasky, CEO and creative mind behind Frog Lube. Larry, I got a couple of I've got a few questions from the chat room. One of my listeners, one of the ninjas, is a Appleseed instructor, and he had requested a sample pack that I know is available at the Frog Lube website, and it didn't get to him in time to show off to the other instructors. Do you know what the turnaround time is on those? Do you get to play in that pond with all of the travels you get, or is this better?
Yeah, we've had a significant spike in requests for samples over the course of the last few months. Must be a result of some, you know, advertising or promotion or something, shows we've done. Our show season runs from, like, May to, well, we just finished our last show yesterday. So we'll have a little bit of downtime until we start back up again with the SHOT Show and some of the buyer shows. So we've been on the road a lot, and, you know, we sometimes, you know, sample requests might drop through the cracks. So I have run into the Appleseed folks, and I have dropped off some samples with them in the past. So not sure if this individual was missed out on that, but we're happy to, you know, take a name and information, and we'll get him some.
Did you do any of that in New Mexico? That's where he's at.
New Mexico. Oh, New Mexico. No. I think the last time we ran into the Appleseed folks was somewhere in the Midwest.
No, he's not out there going. He's not going. Genius Frog Lube. No, he's not doing that. I'm also being asked how does it affect painted surfaces. Now, I don't know. Can you give me a little more than does it? What kind of surface would it? Does it affect painted surfaces?
Yeah, cleans them. Your typical solvents, and this is why your callers are probably registering some concern, are made up of corrosive type compounds, and you know they may leach, you know, the sheen off of a paint surface, or maybe damage a coating of some sort because it's corrosive. Frog Lube is water-based, and it's made out of food. And, if you can digest it, it's be very safe for something like a paint. We actually use, I call it a technology demonstrator at some of our shows. It's the Frog Hog. It's a motorcycle that, you know, it's a Harley Davidson. It looks cool, but we keep it clean. And the way we keep it clean is we clean it with Frog Nuke solvent. And we actually show people at the show, you know, how it works on a motorcycle finish or the chrome. And the point being is, if it is this nice and kind to, you know, this prized, treasured motorcycle, then you shouldn't be concerned about putting it inside or on your firearm.
I often use Frog Lube on the firing line to freshen my breath.
You know, Frog Lube solvent is really good for cleaning glass, optics, optical, you know, glass surfaces, flashlight lenses, your shooting glasses. And that was one of the ways we discovered, you know, the correct formula was by testing it on glass.
Also being asked, and I'm guilty of this myself, I often use the Commie ammo because it's so cheap, but it is corrosive. And how does Frog Lube fare against corrosive ammo?
It's very effective against cleaning up the byproducts of the fouling of that type of ammo, because you get a lot of salts with that ammo, and you know, you get additional carbon. That's right in the sweet zone for Frog Lube. It's very good against salts, and it's very good against carbon. Both our solvents and our lubricants are carbon cleaners.
I know that you get asked a lot of times, is Frog Lube mil-spec? Actually, Frog Lube exceeds the mil-spec criteria, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's discuss mil-spec just for a second. What is mil-spec? What does mil-spec mean? And a lot of people do sling that term around, and they think that it's some kind of a bonus or a premium when someone slaps mil-spec on the side of their labeling. Well, the reality is mil-spec is a standard. It's a minimum standard. It's not a maximum standard. So anyone that says their product meets mil-spec standards is like telling them they got a C in school. We don't say that. We say our product exceeds mil-spec. By how much, we're not even certain. They don't even have a standard for a bio-based weapons care system of solvents and lubes. In the military, they use PD-680 for a solvent. And, you know, I'm not going to defame PD-680, but I'm going to say that, you know, you better wear some goggles and some gloves and expect to get some corrosive results. PD-680 is a lot safer now than it used to be, but it's not a fun product to use. And it's mil-spec. They also use a variety of CLP-type products that, when they do the mil-spec, they're allowed to sustain some malfunctions. They're allowed to sustain a significant amount of rust and corrosion before they fail. But if you switch over to the check manual and start complying with the check manual doesn't allow for failures, and it doesn't allow for corrosion. So that's where we turn for our resource documentation for developing Frog Lube. We don't use mil-spec. We use the mil-spec, either the military tech manuals or the military field manuals, in the development of our product system. And one key point for your listeners is that in the tech manual, it says that you need to have a solvent. They call it a DS, or a degreasing solvent. And they say you need a lubricant, and it can be an LAW, a CLP, or an LSA. Our product happens to be a CLP. But they don't say it's optional to not have a solvent. And a lot of people will say, you know, they've got one product that does it all, or they can mix their product with other products. That's not what it says in the tech manual. So Frog Lube complies with the tech manual. It makes the two-part system, and it's tested those that two-part system extensively to make sure that it works together, it's integrated, and it's in compliance with all the instructions.
With the combat that we've been seeing here lately, this really has your product has probably stepped up the game as far as that goes. I know it has for me because I've tried all the stuff. I've thrown it with an open bolt into the dirt and kicked dirt into it and ran the bolt forward and run it. And before we run out of time, I just want to point out that this is the stuff that you can use dry. I mean, you can wipe the excess off, and this is permeating into the it's seasoning the gun, if you will. And it's always an operation. You do have to reapply it from time to time, but this is something that doesn't hurt anything. You can use it to clean glass with your gun. This is the best system, and I'm very fortunate to be associated with Frog Lube. I presume that over the course of the holidays that Stacy's going to keep you close to home so I can have you back on in the next couple of months a few times so I can tap into that depth of your mind, and we can talk about some other stuff as well. Is that right?
Yeah, you just give me a shout, and we'll work something out. I like talking with you, Bill, and I like the opportunity to get the word out to all your listeners. There are a lot of questions. People are spending a lot of money on firearms, and they want to extend the service life. They want more durability. They expect better performance. And we believe that with our product system, they're going to achieve that. Gun lube is gun lube, but it's Frog Lube is care and performance. And we combine, lube with cleaning kits, tools, instructions, and develop a holistic approach to a results-based outcome performance measure. And that's called shot group, shot group deviation, cold bore shot performance, malfunction avoidance, and corrosion resistance. So we believe that we've achieved that, and many, many people are starting to discover that. So we do appreciate this venue, this forum, to help get the word out on it.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com, and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.